He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What? What's that? Is that fake?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, and please don't edit this out, I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and it has been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Well. How's everybody doing? What is going on? Ladies and gentlemen, I know I was on Blog Talk earlier this morning trying to check out a couple of other shows. Everybody, once again, even me, I'm having chat room problems. So if you're trying to get into the chat room, I don't know. Eric Williams, were you able to get into the chat room?
When?
Today, at any time, or even now.
I just got home from work a little bit ago.
Oh, you got home from work. Nice.
Yeah. So I'm in at work all day.
How was work?
Yeah.
Busy? Crazy?
It was all right. Can't complain.
That's cool. That's cool. Made that money, though. I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
So it compensates for your gas, for your bills.
You got to pay me. You got stuff out of me.
Wait, what did you say? What was that last line?
You got to start paying me. Nonsense.
I guess you didn't get that FedEx check I sent on Monday.
I ain't going to send a fucking check. Bullshit.
Oh, man, well.
You're like Vince, fucking cheap ass.
Yeah, it's... Like I said, I FedExed it to you, so maybe it's FedEx.
Yeah, bullshit. Just give me a case of beer and we're good.
A case of beer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Better be careful now. The callers, you know, fans of the show, they want to find out where you live and hijack your beer.
Man. Who's going to come over here and come at me? Matt Broderick? Ah! DDP don't want no problems.
DDP,
I am currently
wow.
drinking at the moment. I'm currently drinking a German beer. How about that? I'm drinking a Franz Kuhner Naturub beer. I don't know. Fucking a brewed beer. So.
Right.
You missed a good show last night. I'll tell you that right now. You missed a really good show.
Well, really now?
You missed it. You got to go back on the archive and listen to it.
I
talked to ECW Zombie. Tim Marston was on, as well as one half of the Heavy Hitters and the Hit Squad. Monster Mac called in, talked. Old school wrestling talk, what is wrong with the business today, what's new in the business, what do they see working. It was actually supposed to be one interview and then another interview, but it ended up being them both on at the same time. So it worked out really good. It came out really good. I was really happy with the show. So, yeah, it came out really good. So everybody check it out. Golden Cravat, wrestling show.
Things are going down on Thursday night at the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show.
Got to kind of beef with you about a little bit. Where were you?
I told you.
That's right. You're getting laid. You understand that? It's all good. You're getting it on with some girl. I understand. It's cool.
Right.
This is what happens when beer comes in my system on the show. I just I'm eating some cheese too right now. So
you're eating some cheese, huh?
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
Uh-huh. What's happening on the show tonight?
Well, what is happening on the show, you know, is that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through this whole 2 hours because everything has to do with going over the heel. Now you might say, what does that mean? It means that we are now starting to learn to stand up and be those rabid fans again. So here's what we
I
want
think
to
what
do.
You need to do, hey, on the point of that, there's an audio clip on the switchboard.
I saw it.
From Raw.
I saw it. I saw everything you did. I'm like, I was going to download that, and then I'm like, I don't need to. He already did it for me. Yeah, we've got the audio clips. If you didn't hear Eric Williams and the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show, no worries. The audio clip's here again. Because, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we want you to do. If you were in Chi-Town, if you were in Chicago at Raw, and you were part of that rabid audience that, you know, just chanted CM Punk's name, like I told you I wanted, that's what I wanted. That's what I was looking for. From the opening of the show, through the entire show, and all the way past, even when they went off the air, and WWE was still very upset about that. They didn't like that you were all vocal in Chi-Town, and now there's a promiscuous thing about them possibly trying to stay away from Chi-Town for the next several years. Oh,
that's
man.
Funny. They're not going to. They're not going to stay away from that.
Well, it's, you know, it's where they wherever they want to travel, so they have that right to just, you know. I mean, unless if they're already scheduled later in the year to, like, come back, then they'll have to. But then again, you know, like I said, it's up to them. But then again, Vince McMahon, then again, think about all the money you'd waste if you'd have to refund everybody's ticket for not showing up. That would be insane. Now, they tried to distract everybody, Eric. They tried their best to use this storyline and that storyline to get everyone. Their plan was to get everyone's mind off of CM Punk.
Is the chat room not working today?
Well, there it goes. I got the chat room working. What is going on, DDP? DDP is in our chat room. Man. Real quickly, got to give a birthday shout-out to one of our members of a very good group that I'm part of. We are simply called The Group. Have a happy birthday to Sheila and Mariah. Happy birthday to everybody, almost everybody in the group. Have birthdays right now coming up in the next few weeks. And then, man, I tell you, March is always a crazy month. A lot of birthdays to cover, a lot of stuff. Eric Williams, did you say that today's your dog's birthday or something like that?
Matt.
I mean, I know animals are smart now.
Matt, I'm waiting on this beer, and if you don't bring me the beer,
Matt, I thought, DDP, I know you just got in the chat room, but Eric Williams is making it up because he knows you're here now that I mentioned you're here. He's lying about this. He wants you to bring him beer, not me.
Matt, you're full of shit, all right? Last week on the show, you made promises you couldn't keep. You know what? Fuck them. I don't give a shit no more. I'm going to start saying what I really feel. I'm going to start being a dickhead.
Wow.
I think you know what you need to do before anything? There's a song that I played last night, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. It's a lady singing Call Me Maybe, but it's about independent wrestling. And it's Call Me, Book Me, Maybe. Don't click on the one that says gold next to it. Click on the one that says Call Me, Book Me, because that's the edited version. The edited version is better. It's fucking two. The other one's like 2 minutes of her talking before she does the song. So.
But you need this played right now?
Yeah, I think it would be hilarious to play this shit. And I just want you to laugh at it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to check out this audio clip that I don't even know. Most of you probably know, because most of you were probably here last night on this very channel for the Golden Corral Wrestling Show. I'm doing one that's out of the loop, probably. Let's see what this is.
Another long Saturday, I'm driving out of my way to work this show for no pay in front of 5K fans. This kid kicked up 7 times after a suicide dive, DDT and Northern Lights. He must be Superman. They all think Christina, but they've never seen her. What's the calling spotlight? It's all from the cover color. Hey, Zippo Dixie, oh, the love of you. I'm done with shit show, so put me maybe. PCW and YWT, y'all got my number. So call me, book me, NWA. We saw Anna with Kevin Sorbet. And call me, book me, you're the dream girl. A tour in Japan and it's a leeway. Book me, maybe. This one kid doesn't own gear. His only move is a spear, but he's why the crowd is here. So put him over clean. So sick and tired of kids with no respect for the biz. Don't know what an armbar is. Can't even say they're green. Tell me who you are, cause you're no superstar. And don't have favorite matches over the special era. Hey, Zippo Dixie, oh, Ring of Honor. I'm done with shit show, so put me maybe. PCJ and YWT, y'all got my number. So call me, put me, and
Eric Williams, what is this? You got some explaining to do. I don't know what to say about that. So you had somebody make this song up, right?
No, actually, I found it on YouTube. I was bored. I was looking for parody songs to play because I have a segment on the show called Parody Song of the Week and Weekly Wacky Promo of the Week, and that was my song of the week.
I see. Well, Eric, while we were checking that out, DDP wanted me to kindly let you know that, well, he's not doing much right now. He's just relaxing, sitting back, chilling, which is what we want you to do here on the Sports Opinion Show. Just sit back and relax for the next 2 hours. Don't worry about anything. We'll take care of it all. We got the sports run down for you. But DDP said, Eric Williams, I don't drink.
Well, then you're going to have to buy it for me.
Well, I don't drink either, but I'll buy it for you anyways, okay?
Oh, man. Hilarious.
Besides, I can't smell like beer, especially where I'm going tonight. No, that's not going to happen.
Where are you going?
A few friends of mine and some girls are coming out with us. We're all going to meet up at the movie tonight.
Okay.
And besides, you know, if I go in there smelling like beer, movie security personnel will probably escort me out before I even get in.
And then your friends are going to be like, what are you fucking doing?
I know, right? See? They're like, you can't join us?
No. They're going to ask you a million questions, right?
Oh, no, I don't need a million questions.
You know that's how it goes, right?
Look, Eric Williams, let me put it in terms even you can understand, my friend. I've already got 99 problems. I don't need any more than that.
What do you mean 99 problems?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, no? You got 99 kids? Jesus Christ, I thought you were, I knew you were good.
Oh, no. I don't even have any kids, you know?
Damn, jeez, you need to get on that. No, you definitely do not, no. You're going to have a bunch of Matt Alvarez's running around. That'd be a scary world.
Eric Williams wants to have 6,000 kids.
No, thank you.
Took him a long time to answer that, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about
a
long pause by your story?
Wait a minute. I mean, I'm getting a lot.
Anyway, that's not what this is about. It's not about a parody. It's not about any of that. This is about a sports show. Eric Williams, do you enjoy being around complainers?
No, I punch him in the face.
Well, then you have to take this up and do this with the Marlins, because the Marlins complained about the Red Sox spring training lineup, but they got an apology out of it from the Red Sox general manager, who said, quote, that this was never our intention to do this. It wasn't our intention to show up two or three man short of spring training to play each other. We just have problems to work out. And everybody's like, problems? Come on now. You sent half your team and don't even have a full team. The good thing this game wasn't actually televised, because it would look all bad. But I mean, can you just see the picture, ladies and gentlemen? See the picture, the fact that, you know, they probably had to forfeit the game to the Red Sox that they won because the Marlins only showed up with half their team. So the Red Sox, they apologized. They even sent them an apology email. And some people are saying, Eric Williams, that your pal, your old former pal, Tupac, was at the Celtics game. The Celtics Warriors.
Oh,
game.
God. Get the fuck out of here, that nonsense.
But it's actually a look-alike. But it does. If you look it up on Google, it looks exactly like him. But it's not. I don't know how he did that or how much hair he had to shave off his head to look like that, but it's pretty damn close. Pretty damn close to that. Wow. What a way to start the weekend off, right?
Yeah.
But Eric Williams, I heard you're jumping the bandwagon to a new NFL team.
No, I don't think so.
Season.
I don't think so.
Because
I'm not going anywhere.
The Saints have said that they are willing, Eric, to break up their team. Their best season they ever had. Because, you know, they want better trades coming up at the NFL combine and the NFL draft and all that. And
they're a bunch of nuts. I don't understand their problems.
Yeah. I guess so. And most people in the last few years have gotten used to the fact, Eric, that teams like to upgrade, you know, and get new uniforms. That's what the Cleveland Browns are after. They said that they have been approved to get new uniforms for 2015. They will look more flashier, more better than the current uniforms that they wear now. And they're even going to enlighten their Cleveland Browns logo for the 2015 season. So you don't like new uniforms? You just like everybody wearing the same uniforms over and over, Eric?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. And Matt Broderick, I tell you, this show is probably going to turn into, you know, all
Where's
about
Matt
Chicago.
Broderick? Is he there?
No, he's not in the chat room yet.
Oh.
But this is for Matt Broderick and all others of you in Chi-Town, that the Bears said it on Sunday in their early press conference release, and they keep getting asked this question over and over and over again. And they've said it again. The Bears have said it again. They said it again at last night's Chicago Bears press conference, that they will not re-sign Hester. They said, the hell with him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. But it seems like this person, Hester, just wants to make half friends and half enemies. I know a perfect team he would fit with.
Oakland.
Hester, we like that kind of attitude. The Oakland Raiders will welcome you with open arms.
Ah!
But if Eric Williams' football team wants to take you, then we're okay with that, too. He got that half attitude of being a good sportsman person for good sportsmanship. But the other half of that attitude is he got that attitude where don't tell me what to do. I'm my own person. And Eric Williams, do you know what starts on Tuesday?
What?
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, starts the $133 million salary cap for all the NFL teams. That was that I presented to you guys 2 weeks ago by the NFL that said that this is what they want to do. Every team this next upcoming season, when the season starts back up, will now have a $133 million salary cap to pick and trade players and release players. Everybody gets the same amount. You can't go over the salary cap anymore. They kind of did the same thing like what the government's doing right now. They just want to keep everybody out, keep their teams out of the red zone. They don't want to overspend or anything, so that's really what that's all about. Oh man. And hey, that little soccer entity that they had, I forgot where it was at. Oh, my damn internet. Eric Williams, you can try and call back in if you like. I'm trying to see if the chat room is still operational. I can see DDP, but let me know if you can see that, DDP. Because my internet says one thing. Eric Williams got dropped. But ladies and gentlemen, if you were in Chi-Town, call us up here at 347-637-2306. But yeah, that little soccer incident that went on this week. You saw the pictures on Yahoo and or whatever web browser you use. Kid jumps into the game, runs onto the field, and he was just happy. He was happy that he somehow got onto the field. Oh man. But it didn't really make sense why security and the police department had to huddle around and treat this kid who's like 4 years old like a criminal. Like, here came seven damn guys. Here come seven guys to come in and prevent him from running on the field, because at that point it didn't matter. You talk about going over the heel, which is our subject title today. These guys went definitely over the heel to show how angry they were that this child got onto the field. And you say, well, Matt, you said just a minute ago it didn't matter. Why didn't it matter? What was the reason behind all that? Security make an apology. No, nobody apologized. And the reason why I said it didn't matter is because the main player that, you know, started taking pictures with the kid and hoisting him up and had his teammates help hoist him up, and they made that kid feel like he was the star of the team. Even though he didn't score the last goal, they made him feel like it. The reason why I said it didn't matter that security had to come down and get involved with this, the game was already over. People were getting up and walking around and like, oh, good game, time to go home. They were leaving the stadium. Other people were just standing there, cheering them on, happy that they won the game. They were really applauding the game. And so you have to feel led to throw a kid and scare the crap out of him with seven or eight guys. Hey, you can't be on this field. Get back to your parents. But this one soccer player, he decided, I'm going to step in and do something about this. The game's over. I don't care. If I get fired, I don't care about that either. Because there was just, you could feel the energy between the soccer player and this kid. There was definitely some drawn energy between them. And I know just from the way the pictures were, and, you know, there's one picture of the kid almost like he's holding up gang signs or something like that, but he's not. He's just showing how cool he is because he's a cool kid. But it's like, damn, come on. What is your reason behind all the security and the real police officers and stuff like that when the game was already over and won? Where is the dignity in us as people? I think we've lost that dignity now. We really have. And it's just amazing to me that actually happened. That they really, really got pissed off about that. Why? What was your reason for going over the top and just blowing a gasket when the game was already said and done and over with? That's why the soccer players all came out there to help their teammate hoist him up and make him feel like a star. Because they realized the same thing that the rest of us, I'm sure, realized. I don't think the security and the police realize this, but the game's over. Let's have a moment. Let's have one moment to share, and we want to share it with this kid. That's what the team was saying. So you make all these entries to try and surround the kid just so you can have him escorted off, just to abruptly push him away and try and send him back to his parents or whoever he came to the game with. But no, these players all got involved. It started with one person on the team. Wow. I know. We lost Eric Williams there in the shuffle of the phone calls because of the way my internet's acting. But Eric Williams, if you're still listening, DDP just told me in the chat room that you're going to move to Texas next year if your Eagles don't do well or do bad this year. That would be something. Because then you and DDP could hang out every day if you moved to Texas. There you go, your two best pals. But anyway, we've got so much more to cover, and I'm still in shock. We do have that audio clip of Paul Heyman's pipe bomb for you right here on the program. We've got all that and so much more during these next 2 hours. Like I said at the top of the show, you know, sit back and relax. If you haven't done it yet, do it now. Do it now. In the words of my good friend Craig Brooks, get your snacks. Get your drinks. Oh, by the way, I didn't share this information with Eric Williams, but I guess I'll share it with everyone now. And that is, I'm probably going to make everyone upset about this. I am relaxing with you guys with, I kind of made a hot dog out of it, but you can do that with them. I'm having hot links, okay? There, I said it. I'm enjoying my time with you guys by having hot links. Maybe you guys are having hot dogs, pizza, who knows? You might even be having a burger. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But hey, that's, that's really interesting about that. Oh, boy. I tell you. There's a lot to say about everything else later on during this program, during this live show. We are live. So, yeah, that's very interesting. But yeah, we'll be right back after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Acromba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Can the clock count down? Wish the minute I could be rewound. So much to do and so much I need to will tomorrow be too late? Feel the moment step into the past, like sand through an hourglass. In the madness, I guess I just forget to do all the things I said. Time passes by, never thought I'd.
Hey, you there. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Would you like to hear the best interviews, the most fun, and the best in wrestling? Then join Eric Williams and the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show every Thursday night right here on NDB Media 2. Why? Because as Eric Williams always says, 2 is better than 1. Check him out every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That, of course, is 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for those of you that live here on the West Coast like me. So check him out every Thursday night. You will not regret it. Join the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show Thursday nights on NDB Media 2.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Sports Opinion Show. It took me some time, but I know it was up here. I don't know what it actually... Dang, man. I was hoping that, you know, I just seen it. Right now, I know it was here. Of course, I'm talking about the CM Punk promo. Well, the promo wasn't done by CM Punk, because Monday Night Raw this week started out with everything that I'd hoped for in a show. And I'd been telling you for weeks and weeks leading up to March 3rd. If you're in Chi-Town, keep your eyes on the prize and shut them down. Show WWE why we are still here. We didn't come to your show to give you money for the show, but what we did, we paid our hard-earned money to come here. But more importantly, to show you that you can't really stop us from chanting CM Punk's name. That was the threat going into this whole thing leading up to March 3rd. They said, we've got to distract them. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to piss them off. We've got to... So they had all the heels try and, you know, just make you guys angry, but then again, they decided not to even push that whole thing, because my eternal wish, well, I shouldn't say eternal, my gratification, my satisfactional wish came true. I mean, I expected to see, you know, a rough and tough type of guy, you know, a take-no-prisoner, take-charge type of guy who's maybe got a bandana, kind of looks like a gang member, or somebody to that effect to be holding a sign that says, we will riot. I forgot what the top part of the sign said because I was so focused on who was holding the sign. And it was a woman. It was a girl, of all things, holding that sign saying that they're going to riot. Evidently, somebody heard me, because I can't believe that actually happened. I said, dang, oh, my God. Somebody actually got the sign in the audience saying that all of Chicago is going to riot. Like I said, I don't exactly remember what the top part of it said. Maybe it had, I believe it had something to do with CM Punk, but I'm not really sure, because... And it was just so well done. So well done. It was awesome. It was very, very interesting. The fact that all this week, things just rolled this way and rolled that way. And you're going to be reminded of it. Because I found it. Ladies and gentlemen, this will take some time, so bear with us. Bear with us. But let's go back about how Raw was going to end up in the direction of what could possibly be the next greatest promo of this era.
That they fought was too small to main event WrestleMania. A Paul Heyman guy that didn't have the right corporate look. A Paul Heyman guy that had too many tattoos. A Paul Heyman guy that would rebel against the system, against the authority, against the First Family to such a degree that they didn't want him in WWE from day one, and they don't want him in WWE right now.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
to tell you the story of a Paul Heyman guy that had the balls to say what nobody else had the balls to say. I came here tonight to tell you about a Paul Heyman guy that was born in, raised in, and still lives in Chicago. My name is Paul Heyman, and ladies and gentlemen, this is my pipe bomb about CM Punk. Who is not here this evening. And here's the biggest part of my pipe bomb. Hey, if you're looking for me to disagree with you, I'm sorry, I don't. No one is more upset that he can't see CM Punk perform in this ring tonight than I am. No one. Because if CM Punk were here tonight, he would be doing exactly what he always claimed to do. He would be proving his detractors wrong, and he would be showing the entire WWE Universe that he is the best in the world. So what really happened? Why isn't CM Punk here tonight? Why won't anybody talk about CM Punk anymore? Because there is a finger to point around here. There is someone to blame. There is someone to hold accountable why CM Punk just wouldn't put up with it anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time where you have to risk your own job security and point that finger of blame. And tonight, in this very ring, I point the blame for the fact that CM Punk is not here tonight. I point that finger at each and every single one of you.
You know, the thing about this promo, I realize that we didn't go into wrestling news for the week and what's going to happen, but I do have some wrestling news. We're just doing things a little bit differently this week, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit differently. If you were at Raw, live and in person, please call us up at 347-637-2306. Call us up at any time during this broadcast. I will I would be more than happy to take your call and talk about anything. Talk about what you thought about the panel. They brought back the panelists again. Jim Duggan, Booker T, being led by Josh Matthews, of course, to try and, you know, I like that they're trying to keep this whole panelist thing going, to try and show everybody that, hey, you know, we have our own ESPN guys. We have our own NFL analysts. And that's great, but, it, you know, sure, Paul Heyman decided to go ahead and the writer said, well, just come up easy with it. Because for the longest time, for the last 3 weeks, you want to know what Vince McMahon was working real hard on? You want to know why Vince McMahon, how I told you all that Vince would make an appearance at the March 3rd Raw in Chicago? But they had to scratch that whole plan and start all over again, which means all of last week, the writers were working diligently, diligently hard for a way to take Vince out of it. Because what the original plan was, and you can go back and look on wrestling forums and stuff like that and wrestling news sites, and you will find out that I am not lying to you. I am telling the truth that it was actually going to be Vince McMahon coming out there, not Paul Heyman. Because Vince was ready to publicly humiliate CM Punk in his own hometown of Chicago. And then he decided not to. He said, no, we can't do that. We can't publicly bury him just yet. But Vince McMahon said that he wants CM Punk to clear his head, clear his mind, and think about what he's done. Basically treating CM Punk like a 3- and 4-year-old. Vince McMahon has always had this mentality when people, you know, don't modify their contract or don't re-sign with him or threaten to go to another promotion. See, and everybody always says, well, you know, I saw this guy leave this independent promotion and jump to that independent promotion, and then he went to a third independent promotion, and nobody had a problem with it. That's because these other promotions all still care about the true, the 100% true reason behind the word wrestling. I'm glad to see the couch potato is able to join us here. But then when you get the call to go to WWE, it's totally different. It always has been. Vince McMahon, like I said, when people do this to him, he gets angry and he tells the world, well, like he did with Bret Hart. Remember when he said, Bret Hart made this choice? He's going to have to live with this choice. Basically what he was saying was, he's the one acting like a child, so I'm going to treat him like a child. It's the same thing with CM Punk. Because everybody else has, you know, no problems with sharing talent from other organizations, from other promotions. But if you go work for Vince McMahon, he's not going to let you go anywhere else. You've got to stay with him 365 days a year. He won't let you go to any other promotion because you are his property. That's how he feels right now about CM Punk. Remember when Kurt Angle was leaving because of health issues and said, you know, I don't appreciate Kurt Angle going behind my back to go work for TNA Wrestling. We never agreed upon that. When in all reality, Vince back then in 2008-2009, they had already agreed that, you know, they'll part ways. But Vince tried to tell the world that, oh, I didn't know Kurt Angle was going to do this. He's not thinking clearly. He needs to think about his health. Because I know that the real reason why they changed it, and instead of having Vince McMahon come out and do the whole promo like you just heard me play in that audio clip of Paul Heyman doing it, they said, these people, I've always loved Paul Heyman. Let Paul do it. They're going to boo him, but they're not going to hate him. Because deep down, WWE knew what we always know, that because they started going with this whole catchphrase and this whole slogan of, oh, that person's a Paul Heyman guy. He's a Paul Heyman guy. And now they've related that to us as fans to say, we are Paul Heyman guys too. That's why they sent Paul out there to do it, not Vince. Because Vince was ready and willing. He was going to do it. He was really going to go bury Punk publicly. But because he's not actually on the roster at this time, because he's not there, hey, WWE and Vince McMahon have always gone over the heel with these types of things. And yes, I'm talking about age-wise, too. Because Vince tries to make everybody feel like they're children. Oh, well, you did that. You did that yourself. No, Vince, you drove them to this point in their life. It's not their fault that you have to come out and go, you know, we did have things set for you, but we decided to change it, and now you're going to do this such and such or whatever job task that they're given. That's how it is everywhere. I understand that. Believe me, I do. Sometimes we would do stuff when I used to work in retail. They would tell us things, and then they'd go back and they'd change their minds on something. No, we're going to do this instead. And we all go, well, we already started setting everything up for the thing that we were going to do, but now you want us to do this thing related to customer service based. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure everybody's heard the news, but the fact that, hey, there's a half deal going on between WWE and the parent company that I just mentioned, ESPN. Remember how I said earlier that they're trying to have their own analyst now, being led by Josh Matthews, Booker T, Hacktall Jim Duggan. Couch Potato, you are so right. Couch Potato said in the chat room, well, fix what isn't broken. Well, the only way that Vince McMahon can fix this is he's gonna have to do what he used to do in the 90s. You know, when the whole war with WCW and ECW and all these other promotions were all talking big money. For sure, there's no more wrestling wars going on now. That's all over with and passé. But Vince is going to have to dig deep down inside of himself. He's probably going to have to do what he doesn't like doing. He's going to have to bribe CM Punk to come back. Look. I'll give you this much money. I'll give you 50 grand a year. 50 grand will be the start of your new contract. If you just come back. And I think it's funny how these maniacal, and that's another word for not true, not real wrestling fans. These people that post on these wrestling forums, I just laugh at them. You're not real wrestling fans. You don't even know what you're talking about. But, this is just a storyline. CM Punk will be there at Raw, and he'll be there at WrestleMania. And I mean, I saw that this morning. No, it's not happening. Was CM Punk there last week? Was he there the week before? Was he there in Chicago? No. It's not a storyline. This is, now it's 100% real. But they were trying to take the focus off of everybody chanting CM Punk's name. I'm so proud of everybody in Chicago. Like I said, like I've been saying, we've got one more hour left in the show. That's only 60 minutes. Once again, I'm going to tell you again, if you were at Raw in Chicago, if you were there live to see this whole thing go down, call in. Call us up at 347-637-2306. Talk to me about whatever. Talk about what you thought about the show since you were there live in person. You can talk about what happened after Raw went off the air since Vince McMahon decided to ruffle the network feathers again. Man, they went into almost 25 minutes overtime. I mean, not that it really matters. I mean, Because what comes on before Raw? NCIS, right? What comes on after Raw? More episodes of NCIS. That's all everybody does now. They just run repeats of the same show that were on just like hours before Monday Night Raw. The same thing with TNA. But hey, that's what's really happened. And then we finally go into matches. And I mean, like I said, like I've been saying the last 3 weeks, I wanted you guys to be awesome from Chicago, and you were. You started chanting CM Punk during the Raw pre-show, throughout the entire show, all the way up. You did it all the way up to the main event. Vince McMahon is pissed right now. He can't believe that everything that they tried to do, I mean, he thought, well, we'll have new tag team champions. Outlaw, you're going to lose the belt tonight. And the Usos are the winners. Big E took on Cesaro. And they have this thing going on with Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro to try and play one-upsmanship. That one's, you know, plan B to try and stop you guys from chanting CM Punk. Biggie Langston wins over Cesaro, like I said, because of Cesaro and Jack Swagger. They've got this thing going on with them. And, of course, Deb Coulter had to try and get them to agree on just the small things. The Shield versus the Wyatt family. You know, this all started at the top of Raw when they just, you know, you would think after the pay-per-view that they had 2 weeks ago that, well, we're not going to take this line down. And at the top of Raw, that's when the Wyatts attack the Shield, so later on they have to do it, you know. That's when Michael Cole's like screaming out throughout the headsets, we're going to have this match again at the pay-per-view rematch. Summer Rae and Fandango took on Emma and Santino Marella. I have to say, Emma from NXT is doing very, very well. Santino Marella, well, he's been there a while. He knows what the heck he's doing. That's why they won. Sheamus versus Christian. Since they've been letting Christian win this whole time, they thought, well, we're going to have Sheamus win. Sheamus is going to win. The Bella Twins versus Zatanna and Alicia Fox. Of course, the Bellas win. Alberto Del Rio took on Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler had an amazing, amazing match with him. Big E then came back out to take on Jack Swagger. But again, more problems with the Real Americans. This time it was Cesaro who cost Jack Swagger the match. And they started shoving each other, and I thought they were going to beat the hell out of each other. So winner by disqualification is Big E. Deb Coulter, you know, was like, everybody thought he wasn't going to play peacemaker. He just stood back, and at first he tried to let them work it out. Then he grabs the microphone. Hug it out. Hug it out right now. What is this, Kane and Daniel Bryan? No. But he really used the words, hug it out. Oh, my goodness. Hug it out. I wonder if Catch Potato likes using that word. Maybe he'll use it on the next show that he does. Hug it out. I'll probably get heat for this from them tomorrow morning on Sports Talk with the Guys. You can check out Sports Talk with the Guys right here on the same channel tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I think Scorekeeper and Big Dog should hug it out, Catch Potato. Yeah, I'm dead, I know. Hug it out. That's a new catchphrase for this network. I don't know. Daniel Bryan took on Batista. Batista won. Their plan C or D. They had all these plans lined up to try and deprive everyone of chanting CM Punk. They even had them cut promos on each other before the match. That didn't happen either. And like I said, Raw went 25 minutes overtime. Still, you guys were all chanting, CM Punk, CM Punk. And that was the beauty of it. That was really, truly great. This is what you look for in a main event. You can't be too promiscuous to go over the heel. If you're going to jump over the heel, jump over it right. Otherwise, you know what happens when you get up to the top of a skinny, skinny heel. If you're not careful, if you don't watch your step, you're going to lose it. Just like that girl at the Olympics. And she wasn't paying attention, and she tried to wave at some of her fans while she's doing her job. And then she went head over heels. And, man, she cracked her helmet in half. And everybody thought, well, I know she had concussion. She's seriously injured. No, she was okay. She did it like that. And I think that's what Vince McMahon saw. He saw that he was going to go over the heel, but then he realized if he went down that heel, he was going to be in a world of trouble because, like I said, I'm sure that, you know, when the fans were filing in for the pre-show, I'm sure he saw that girl with that sign. I said, like I said again, I'll say it again because I'm not really sure. I don't know what that girl had, the first part of her sign. All I saw was, "We will riot." And I know that Vin saw that, and he's probably like, "No, we're changing this. I ain't coming out here and make no promo. Uh-uh. I'll let Paul Heyman do that." It's just, you know. So Daniel Bryan versus Batista, and I know everybody on social media is making fun of it because, I mean, for a week, everybody was building up on something with pictures of Vince McMahon sitting at ringside saying, "Ooh, boo, Batista, boo." And I guess everybody saw the same thing. All you guys in Chicago were all saying the same thing. Batista didn't like that either. You guys were actually really booing him out of the arena. But then here came Kane, and Kane, of course, got involved. So winner by disqualification is Daniel Bryan, thanks to Kane. And Randy Orton. Randy Orton becomes, hey, all these guys have been saying for weeks that they're vying for the main shot, you know, for WrestleMania. So couch potato. You know, that's the thing. Let's talk about that for a second since couch potato brought that up. Couch potato in the chat room brought up the fact that about the WWE Network and how, you know, I know that everybody saw my picture that I posted online. I posted early Monday morning, last Monday. You know how they were saying during the commercials, "You can only wait until Raw goes off the air, and then we want you to subscribe to our network," which wasn't really true. Why couldn't they just be truthful with us from the beginning? Why didn't they just say, "If you want to order the WWE Network, do it first thing Monday morning, or anytime before Raw. You don't have to wait till after Raw." But no, this is what the commercials were saying. And then, you know, I experienced it. I enjoyed it. I did my 1 week free trial. I saw a lot of WCW and ECW pay-per-views. Man, it brought back memories. I feel like I was on the WWE Network. The words WWE never went into my mind. for 7 straight days, all I did on the WWE Network from my computer was WCW and ECW. Memories, I tell you. It brought back memories for me, Couch Potato. But yeah, Couch Potato had mentioned in the chat room just a minute ago. He said, how can you have a WWE Network without the Monday Night Wars between WCW and ECW? Well, Couch, you know, the Monday Night Wars, it's coming. It's just they're not going to release it right away. There's a lot of things that they're not going to release right away. I mean, they still have a lot of, you know, they're going to release two different versions about Chris Benoit and the entire Chris Benoit story. But remember, like I've been saying for the last month and a half, that they're going to do a discretion thing, you know, parental advisory thing, before they do these Chris Benoit things, because, you know, they just feel that that's what they need to do. Because if you were like me and you were, I know a lot of you that are my friends now, have actually fully subscribed to the network. Congratulations. You know, I think the network's going to do well. Cash Potato said, well, I'm not so sure. Because the WWE still has not released my $9.99 after my subscription. Well, that's the other thing that confused people, ladies and gentlemen. Couch Potato, I'm sure it confused you as well. Because first they said the $9.99 will be taken out immediately once you join. Then they said, no, after the first 60 days. But now it's like, you know, WWE, you know, they told you to call that number if you have any problems with your subscription or with the network. Or like me, you wanted to cancel your free trial. But a lot of people weren't really calling to cancel. A lot of people were calling to say, how come this is not taken off my account? What's going on here? Do I have to call my bank? And a lot of people were being upset because the people that were at this 1-800 number that WWE gave and giving you to call to talk to the people over the phone about the network issue, this is what you get. Well, sir, Mr. Couch Potato, sir, I'm not really sure why that hasn't happened to you yet. Please continue to contact your financial institution. Do you have any more questions for me? And have you heard about this special promotional offer? Couch Potato, there's a special promotion for you. If you add more money into us, and it's like, what? No, that is not the reason why I called you. If Couch Potato wasn't to call them right now, I'm sure Couch Potato, I know him very well, he'd probably give them a piece of his mind, or more than a piece of his mind, because it's not what he's talking about in the chat room. He wants to know why WWE still has not taken out his $9.99 after his subscription like they said they would. Is there more truth than lies here, or is this just... Couch Potato, I can tell you are. I know you are, my friend. He said, you know what? He said, I'm close. I'm getting very close, Matt, to ripping them a new asshole. You might have to do that. Because, hey, you know, I understand when a new thing comes along that has to do with the Internet and has to do with giving them your personal information, giving them, you know, your credit card or bank card information to say, you have permission to take this money from my account. And I know a lot of people are still leery about trusting Target because of the whole, you know, being caught with fraud thing happened, and now Target's not sure about how to reimburse their customers. So I understand there's a lot of leeriness going around that you're not sure who to trust. Well, the last person you think would have your best interest in mind would be WWE. But last week, since we didn't do a show last week, I still followed along before my family issue that I had to take care of last week. Right before I left the house, because I wanted to cancel my subscription right away. So I did that last Friday before I left, early in the morning. Because it said that you can cancel your subscription from the website. There was nothing for me to exit out and end my subscription from the website at all. I know Eddie from the Fast Eddie Show on the Wacko Network. All of you on my good friend Wacko Bob from the Wacko Network right here on Blog Talk Radio, all of my friends there, you guys all kept telling me, well, no, I was able to do it. Yeah, me too. I had no problem deleting my membership if I wanted to. It let me do it. I canceled my 7-day trial. It wouldn't let me do it. I had to physically call them. And just like I did that pretend phone call, pretending like I was a representative and Couch Potato was the customer, that's what the guy kept saying. He kept interrupting me because he was trying to give me other promotions to talk about. And I didn't call him for that. I called him specifically to end my free trial. That's it. And sure, you know, like I said, I used to do customer service. I know how it is. You want the customer to get more. But if they're only specifically repeating themselves about the same thing, by the third time, you better get what they're saying. Otherwise, the next words out of their mouth is going to be, well, you know what? You know what? The hell with you. You just lost your best customer. I quit. But if you lose a customer, or more than one customer, you're going to end up losing money as well. This is why I say that Vince McMahon has always gone over the heel just like he did with everything else, including the XFL. We all know how that turned out for him. And he can't seem to get this wrapped around his head. But, you know, you say you're truthful, but where's the truth in all of this? Because on television it says your subscription will start after your 90-day subscription period. But then on the website, and then with what the email that I got, said, remember to end your subscription on Sunday. But I didn't wait till Sunday to end my subscription. They said, or you can do it before Sunday. So I did. I did it on Friday. I ended my free trial subscription. You know, there was nothing wrong with the guy on the phone. It's just, you know, he's trying to get more out of me. That's not what I called for. Because I couldn't delete in my subscription from the website. And then get this. Since I was still technically a member, even though my subscription and everything had ended, Monday morning, this past Monday, the same day as the March 3rd episode of Raw, you know what happened Monday morning, DDP? You know what happened, Couch Potato? Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Even though I'm technically not a subscriber, they still sent me an email as though I was, as if I was still a subscriber. And the email read, we here at WWE realize that you're having problems if you're an Xbox user. We're having problems connecting to our Xbox server users. We apologize for this inconvenience of the small glitch. We are working hard to get you Xbox users the quality and subscription standards that you deserve. Sincerely yours, WWE. And it's like, really? Sure, you know, it's no different than, you know, some of these wrestling promotions that are trying to start out with doing iPay-per-views. Sure, there's going to be technical difficulties when you first start out. Or, like Blog Talk Radio, who's been around for years, we understand that you're going to have technical problems. But the email even inquired about they're not sure how to fix the problem. Wait a minute, Vince McMahon. I thought Vince McMahon had the best technical people there. And I'm not talking about wrestling. Oh, no. I'm talking about computer-wise. Don't you have the best IT managers to fix the user probability with Xbox users? The same thing goes for PS3 and PS4 users. Cash Potato said, yeah, but they don't care. They will still get your $9. Your $9.99 a month. That's awesome, Cash Potato. brings me back to why Cash Potato said, yeah, I might just have to rip them into a new asshole. This is seriously messed up. What the guy should have done with me is he should have just been very straightforward and very honest. Sure, even if he would have said, well, you don't know how to use a computer, all you do is delete your own profile, damn it. And I tried to explain that to him, but since he thinks he knows more than me, well, sure, you should know more than me. You work there. You're the one that answered the damn phone. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I was on the phone for almost the whole damn hour. He's like, well, I can't stay on the phone with you any longer to try and help you resolve the issue of you deleting your profile. He's like, as soon as your computer stops loading, just log back in, click on your name, and then click on cancel. And that should automatically cancel your whole profile. I was like, really, dude? Really? I mean, because if it was Comcast or somebody else or AT&T, I mean, Cash Potato knows. Cash Potato is just like me. He's got bills to pay. I live alone. I've got my bills to pay. But all these other companies have one thing in common that WWE has yet to figure out. That they will make the effort to stay with you on the phone. Even my Chase bank account, when I call Chase, every time I've called them, they've always said, well, we understand you're having problems with your bank account, sir, but we're going to stay with you on the phone until you resolve the problem from your side of the computer, and then we'll do our thing with our computer. And I said, great, thank you very much for your help. I didn't expect that much great customer service guy, and I'm sure that all of them have the right to do this. Let me guess, did WWE, you know, bluntly admit this to its phone operators? Well, you know, I could just imagine Stephanie or Vince or Bruce Pritchard or somebody else saying something like this to everybody that was going to start operating the WWE Network phones. If a customer calls you and they're taking too long, just hang up on them. We don't have time to help them. I could just imagine somebody from WWE saying that. No, you have to learn to not go over the hill like that to what I said earlier. You do shit like that to customers, you will lose the customer you had for this damn subscription. And people have told me, you know, I'm not sure about Couch Potato, but I know other people have said that, but so far they're enjoying it. There's problems a little here and there, and but other than that, they enjoy it. But now that I'm not an actual subscriber anymore, I don't know if they ever fixed the problem with the Xbox. If you're an Xbox user, I don't know what to tell you. Because they clearly said in the email that they sent to me, I'm not sure why our servers aren't connecting to your Xbox. So if you have an Xbox, just deal with it. I mean, the email didn't actually say that. But that's what they're basically saying. In other words, Couch Potato, if you have an Xbox, you're on your own, pal. But it's like I said, wait a minute. You can't leave customers on their own like that. You're supposed to have IT managers. You're supposed to be the best. Oh, DDP, that's messed up. See, DDP, I'm not lying. It happened to me, and I got the free trial, but DDP said right now, he said, I got the free trial, but I couldn't watch anything. It didn't work for me. Capture Taylor said, what is their number? I think I will call them. What was that number? It was 1-888. Oh shit! Maybe if you go to WWE.com, maybe it'll give you the number, Couch Potato. But I think you have to already be a member, and then you get the phone number from your profile. I think that's how it works. I could be wrong though. It might actually be on their website. You know, where I'm sure you can click on Contact Us, and I'm sure you will give you even more phone numbers than you wanted. DDP said, my free trial ended on the same day that I signed up. I'm sorry to hear that, pal. Very sorry to hear that. See? They still don't get it. They haven't figured out anything about this whole thing. And you want to know the funny thing about this whole WWE Network thing? Remember how I said that there's, you know, sort of, you know, a non-competitive thing between them and ESPN since they started having, you know, Josh Matthews and Hacktall Jim Duggan and Booker T analytical views about everything else. There's also the side of ESPN. And it was released just this week that they're trying to hide this from the entire world, but I'm going to tell you right now. ESPN has been trying to work out a deal with WWE to publicly, I'm going to say that again, publicly bring the WWE Network to ESPN. In other words, Vince McMahon is over here creating a thing for his network to appear with ESPN when he already has it on the website. What are you trying to do? You're trying to hijack all your members now behind everyone's back? With ESPN, Vince McMahon is trying to make those devilish deals, shaking hands with the devil. You've already got the website set up. What the hell more do you need trying to work out a secret deal, hence the word secret, with ESPN? Because here's why. They're trying to work together to see if it can actually be done to switch over the network to ESPN. Just like with TNN, when they told Vince, if you come to our network, we'll pay you X amount of dollars and it'll be great. well, he, right now behind the scenes, and without the world knowing, but now you know thanks to me, without the world knowing, he's trying to do it again. Trying to make extra money just so ESPN could pay him. You know? I tell you, it's crazy. I don't understand why he would need to go behind everybody's back to do this. When, in reality, he's already got the website going. I mean, it goes back to what I said in our last hour. It's going to drive the employees crazy. I mean, could you imagine? Because since Joey Styles runs the website anyways, what is it going to be like if, like, in 3 or 4 months, Vince comes to him and says, I don't need you to operate the network anymore. We're going to move the network over to ESPN, and they're going to take care of it from there. But we're still going to make money, and people are still going to subscribe, okay? And Joey Styles and all the other computer geeks there, all the computer wizards, are going to be like, wait a minute. Now you want to stop working on this? You know how hard we work to get this on the website, Vince? You might even cause a walkout. WWE goes on strike the first time ever in history. That would be awesome. Could you imagine if WWE went over the hill by going on strike? Wow. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is one of those things. Oh, man, that's too much right there. Having great fun right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Got 30 minutes left in the show. I've got to find a way to contain myself, though. So. Oh, man. I tell you, it's just one of those days on the show. Really, it is. Oh, man. Woo, boy. Anyways, in order to give back my composure, dang, I tell you, we're going to take our final commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into last night's TNA. Well, first, we've got some extra wrestling news that I never covered and got to get that out of the way. I really do, so, yeah.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Ah, caramba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep fried country bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
What is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Thank you.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 15 minutes left in this program. I tell you, it's been awesome. It's been great. No callers from Chicago like I was hoping that we would. Trying to make, you know, Chicago. I was going to make Chicago our big guest on this show, but that didn't happen. Maybe the next big city will come through. We'll see. Who knows? But real quickly, before we get into TNA, Kurt Angle will not wrestle this Sunday at the Lockdown pay-per-view, or so they say. We'll see what happens with that. And also, hey, Jeff Hardy, you heard and saw everything that happened and transpired last night on Impact Wrestling, with MVP saying that Jeff Hardy is his fourth man that will take place at this Sunday's Lockdown. He will be involved in that. But now there's some confusion, as I'm sure everybody saw. Because, you know, I haven't had anything bad to say about TNA or WWE until this week. Because TNA, you dropped the ball, Dick Carter. The entire company dropped the ball. Because, hey, everything that happened in spite of MVP. Not that it was his fault, but he is the one that it came out of his mouth. But does that mean, should we be expecting Jeff Hardy to come out as himself, as the charismatic enigma at this Sunday's pay-per-view? Or are we looking for Willow? Yeah, you saw the commercial. You know what I'm talking about. He used to be Willow in his independent days, and I guess he's bringing it back. Again, like I said, I was laughing very hard just as I was a minute ago, too. But I was laughing this morning when I woke up and saw all these wrestling forums all saying the same thing. Jeff Hardy's not playing the character of Willow. That's somebody else. Well, you're obviously not a fan if you don't know what you're talking about. Just like Joseph Park and Abyss were the same person and everybody said the same thing. Ah, they're two different people. Come on. What are you, 10, 11 years old? That you really don't know wrestling? You probably don't. People like me, on the other hand, along with people in my chat room and people that are listening live, wherever you are, thank you very much. I'm sure, you know, I know Lisa's in the chat room. Couch Potato is here. DDP is here as well. I'm sure my good friends from the group, I know they were going to have a meeting today. I don't know if you guys all met with Craig Brooks or something like that. But who knows? They could all be listening right now. All my friends from the entire group could all be together at somebody's house right now listening to us live. And yes, us here at NDB Media, we've all been following along. We see that there are... I saw the number, Couch. It was 662 people are listening to us from their Android phones and Android devices. So yeah, people, if you're listening to us in your car, again, I don't know how that's actually possible, but you're probably using your phone to get internet access, to plug into your car, that you can do the same thing at drive-in movie theaters. You just plug everything in, and the movie comes through your car speakers. So it must be nice having the Sports Opinion Show come through your car speakers. What's next for Blog Talk Radio? Wouldn't that be awesome? Maybe one of these days, Blog Talk Radio will make it possible. We'll start working out a deal with retailers and stuff. Maybe you can hear us from work. Excuse me. So Lisa tells us in the chat room that they took money out, put it right back in, and she'll get charged next week. I tell you, I don't know. It's still early for them in this network thing. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens as we look to the future. Let's look to the future for July. Let's say we're going to stop in July. We'll see how far the networks come along. But right now, they're having glitches. They're having problems. I told you about the email that I got regarding the Xbox users. So if you have an Xbox, Jeremy said you have to bear with them. They don't know how to fix the problem, which is kind of ironic and really stupid that they don't know how to fix their own technical problem. DDP said maybe that retail store thing will come through for you through people's laptops. Yeah, DDP, that could be possible too. Sitting on your lunch hour, open up your laptop and listen to us. Nice. But hey, you know, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, two guys that are looking phenomenal every week, took on Bobby Roode and Austin Aries and Robbie E. This was an elimination match for the Lethal Lockdown Advantage for this Sunday. But things happened and things got out of control. And the brand new referee, who just recently got hired by the company, he decides disqualify the heels. The baby faces will win the match. So, and then referee Earl Hebner comes out and says, you got one more hour, or you'll be forced to forfeit the match for your team. Things just, you know, I mean, Eric Young taking on Samuel Shaw, they're doing this Christy Hemming storyline, which is getting a little old by now, I guess you could say. Hey, the Beautiful People, they kind of had a reunion teaming with, well, you know, the beer drinker in TNA. They teamed with her and against Gail Kim, the Amazon woman that they call. And, you know, of course, her too, you know. The ex-boyfriend that she's got as well. Ethan Carter, you know, they're still using Sting's name in promos, even though, hey. But during the course of the Velvet Sky, Madison Rayne, you know, the women's match, she got a chance to slap Chris Sabin, which was kind of nice, but I actually got to see that was cool, you know. But they all more than likely kept looking into it, Lisa, I'll do that for you in just a second. But they kept looking into it. Everybody was mostly focused on this Sunday's lockdown pay-per-view. And, of course, with the storyline being that Bobby Roode was convinced to be the team captain. And he'll get 10% of ownership. Now, I'm sure that Couch Potato will agree with me on this. Couch Potato, don't you think they're doing this a little too fast? I mean, MVP has only been there for, 3 weeks, and now they already want to do this takeover, winner-take-all match, pay-per-view opportunity they get. Why couldn't they wait till Hardcore Justice, which is one of their summer pay-per-views? It would have made a lot more sense. You just take the cat right out of the bag. the Easter Bunny hasn't even hatched yet, and you're going to do this this Sunday? Good grief. Good grief. Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, check out Lisa. Check out her show, Life Revelations with Lisa. I'll have to check that out in the archives later and see what that's about. Oh, man. What a title, Lisa. What a, Now you got everybody thinking now. No, I'm not really sure what's on Lisa's mind for tonight. But what's on my mind is, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget you can either do it tomorrow or Sunday. I love it. I'm glad that this weekend in particular, is my favorite weekend of all to look forward to because you change your clocks ahead 1 hour, ladies and gentlemen, anytime during this weekend. Some relatives are like, I'm going to do it on Saturday. And other relatives have told me, well, I'm going to do it on Sunday. I'm like, well, good for you. So, yeah, set that clock ahead 1 hour. Sure, you do lose 1 hour's worth of sleep, but I love setting the clock forward because it leads right into summertime. Summertime is my favorite time of year, the number one favorite time of year. That's right. I love summertime. That's the way Matt Alvarez rolls. Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed my time with you, but sadly our time will come to an end. But don't worry, we'll be back again next week with, I'm sure, another great show. And actually, I'm trying to bring the very first Intercontinental Champion ever to the show next week because of where he will be next week that I'll be on the 28th of this month at the same show. I'm sure you can figure out who that is. So I'm working on that. Hopefully he gets back to me. And we'll work things out, and I'll let you all know. Just keep following the Sports Opinion Show. Take care, and I'll see you all next week right here. Same time, same place. Check out Lisa's show tonight, Revelations with Lisa. Take care. I'll see you all later. I'm out of here. Peace.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.